Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
It is time for the good, the bad, and the dumb. Good Tuesday to you. And again, we are heading into the big week, big Super Bowl week. But that's good, right? That's good. Is it the good of the day? What's the good of the day?
Oh, the good of the day. Well, let me get some mood music real quick.
Oh, I like mood music.
Yeah, mood music for the good of the day. Oh, yeah.
Oh, is this an Olympic good?
This is an Olympic good. Do you know why this is an Olympic good, Tony?
I can't wait to find out.
The USA won a gold medal yesterday.
In what?
Figure skating.
They did?
Yes.
Awesome. There was the championships?
No. They won the, they got a gold medal for the 2022 Olympics. It's an actual Olympic gold medal. They were promoted from silver up to gold because Russian figure skater, Kamila Valieva, or whatever, I don't care how to say her last name, she ended up getting suspended and disqualified yesterday.
So is this like when the Little League World Series happens and they find out like a kid was 31 and they go, hey, Southern California, let's give you your medals and trophies at a Denny's?
Pretty much.
Is that pretty much it?
Yeah. But I don't know if you remember the story. I remember seeing this.
Was this at the what Winter Olympics was it? Beijing? No. I don't remember anything from those Beijing games.
I remember seeing this story because I thought it was fascinating, and there's the crux of it, okay? She had failed a test prior to the Olympics, but she was like 14 or something like that when she was skating. She was a little darling, and the committee decided to allow her to skate even though she had a failed test.
When you say failed test, failed drug test?
Failed drug test.
Okay.
Even though she had a failed drug test, she was still allowed to skate. She competed. She helped Russia win the gold medal. USA finished second.
Now, hold on. Back to that for a second. Helped Russia win the gold medal. Did she win the gold medal?
She didn't win. No, it was the team competition. I guess.
Oh, okay, team competition.
I didn't even know
there was a team competition in figure skating.
I didn't either. I read about this one yesterday. I was like, oh, okay, there was team competition. But I do remember seeing her because I remember seeing so much controversy surrounding her.
All right,
because she was 14 and was given stuff to take and just, I don't know the whole story.
Let me guess,
about her.
Flu medicine.
Something like that.
Isn't it always flu medicine?
It was something for, oh, you had a muscle ache here. Take this.
Yeah, here you go.
And so they were trying to spin it as it's not her fault. Well, they finally, 2 years later, finally came to a conclusion that, yeah, it may not have been her fault, but it is her fault.
Okay, so they basically reversed this and the United States won the gold.
There you go.
All right, very good.
So gold medal, go USA.
Congratulations.
Just the first of many for 2024.
Okay, so the Olympics this year are summer games. The winter games will happen in 2 years.
Years later, yeah.
In 2026?
Yep.
All right, very good.
That's always, by the way, that's always my favorite time of the year. Or my favorite years are the other 4 years, because you have 2026, which you have the Winter Olympics that leads right into the World Cup during the summer.
That's right.
Kinda
Winter
like
Games. I totally forgot about the only thing I remember from the Beijing Olympics was the downhill skiing thing that was next to the factory. The smokestacks were in the background.
No, was it a nuclear?
Was it a nuclear plant? Whatever it was, I don't know. Factory, nuclear plant, whatever it was. It was smokestacks.
I remember that and the ski resort that they held the Beijing Olympics at was like, you know, hundreds of miles away.
Yeah, right.
Like it was nowhere near Beijing.
Ugh, it was.
And the snow was not really snow; it was a lot of ice.
Yeah. I remember when it was in Sochi. I had a friend of mine that covered the Sochi games, and he's like, "I got into the hotel, I turn on the water, and it's brown."
Yep.
I'm like, "Holy cow!
What do you do?" We always hear those stories, don't we?
What do you do when the water out of your faucet is brown? How do you take a shower? How do you brush your teeth? What do you do? You got to go buy bottled water somewhere. Gross.
I mean, you know, I think I could probably. I could probably get away with showering.
For 2 weeks?
No. I'm saying showering in brown water.
No, you can't. No way.
I would just do it with the lights off.
You don't know what that brown water is.
No, that's very true. It's very true. I think
What's wrong
I would
you?
Try to psych myself up for it. But yeah, you know.
I'm not getting poo water all over me. Shower?
Well, it's just kids who just be discolored.
It could be discolored. I don't know what it is. Listen, all I know in Dante's Peak, when he turned on the faucet and was brown, a volcano was going to erupt.
True.
So
the only other thing I remember for Sochi was the, lack of a better word, the male member park, if you catch my drift.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Remember seeing that, like, oh, the whole park dedicated to that thing. And I was like, why?
Yeah.
Why?
I remember Putin looking on and watching all of his participants like, yes, you better be winning a medal. I'm not messing around with this. Medal, please.
For some reason, Russia's always allowed to compete in the winter. They're always the unified team or whatever in summer.
You know what? I hate to say this because I don't want to go back to the old Cold War days, but I miss the hammer and sickle of the Olympics of the USSR.
Yeah.
I miss when the United States would go up against Russia in anything. Basketball, hockey, I don't care. Track and field, volleyball, I don't care.
All doped up Russia.
Exactly. I remember all those good old days. But I don't have a lot of fond memories of that because the United States didn't go to Moscow in 80 and they didn't come to 84. So 88 was like the last time. By that time, it was starting to, the Cold War was really starting to thaw out pretty good. So we don't really have a huge history of that in my lifetime. All right, what is the bat of the day?
The bat of the day. I'm going to give it to a guy by the name of Kyle Walker.
Kyle Walker. What did he do?
Kyle Walker. He is, well, first of all, I'll tell you who he is. He is Manchester City Soccer, English Premier League. He is the right back for Manchester City, and he's been there for quite some time. Probably he's considered one of the better right backs in the entire world. Anyways, he went to Instagram or some social media to post a video apologizing to his pregnant wife for having a kid with his side piece for the second time.
So he went to Instagram to do this?
Yes.
So why did he do, what was the thought process as to why to do that publicly on Instagram?
To, I guess, come out as clean as possible?
Oh, so there's no, you're just
yeah,
speculating yourself. There wasn't a reason why he chose
to do it so publicly.
Right.
Except for his life has been very publicly because
might be a thing. Right, where he says, listen, I would do it privately, but I don't need all the people. I'm just going to do it and let everybody know it.
Yeah.
That I did
well,
it.
I mean, they had a falling out, he and his wife, because he ended up getting a side piece before and got her pregnant. And the same girl that he got pregnant the second time. It's just now she just had his second child, but his wife is still pregnant. So
yeah,
what it made me feel like is like, you know, it's just not us. It's not that stuff just doesn't happen here, which is nice. I'm glad it happens elsewhere.
What? People having affairs on their wives?
Yeah.
I think, I may be wrong, but I think that's a global problem.
I'm going to say it's a global problem, but I'm glad.
It's very much a global problem.
I'm glad that it's being made public because you never really, I guess maybe we just don't care about it otherwhere.
Well, listen,
there's just something fantastical about the story that
I don't want to be narcissistic to believe that because I don't know a cricket player is having an affair in India,
cricket
that he's not having a player in India. Do you know what I'm saying? Like to say, because I'm not aware of it, it doesn't occur.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in the rugby team of New Zealand, but I guarantee you guys are cheating on their girlfriends and wives on the international rugby team in New Zealand, right?
I would leave the All Blacks out of your mouth, Tony.
Well, wait a minute, who says there's multiple rugby teams in New Zealand? Why are you assuming I'm saying the All Blacks?
Well, because that's the only rugby team
in New Zealand. That's not, that's the only one you know. But that's what I'm saying. Like, what I'm saying is,
that's the national team. That's the only one anyone cares
rewind
about.
This. Because I don't know about it. Like, you're saying it's just refreshing to know it exists because now you know it exists. I know it exists without me needing to know a story.
I know Neymar has gone down a trouble.
Of course.
For many, many years.
Of course.
Cristiano Ronaldo has been.
What are we talking about here? I mean, this is silly.
I've just never heard of someone taking it so publicly to apologize. And that's what kind of threw me for the loop. Like, he just came out and just said, yeah, I did. Sorry.
Well, here's the way he probably figures it. He probably goes, look, the damage is done. I'm going to apologize, but now I've got my image to work out. So I'm going to do it publicly. I'm going to apologize on Instagram to maybe soften the landing blow of people who think I'm a jerk. Maybe, I don't know.
I think people already think that because...
Well, I'm not saying it just for him individually. I'm saying the thought process is we always take everything public. Everyone takes everything
true.
Public.
Very true.
So the thought process is there's probably an imaging person around them saying, hey, you know what? Soften the landing blow a little bit. Put it on Instagram. And maybe we get 30% people who think this is a good idea. That's good enough for us.
I just think it's funny. I mean, it's one of those. It's a story as old as time, right? He had a side chick because they were, you know, he and his wife were on a break. They weren't split up. They were on a break. He already had three kids with her.
He's a Premier League soccer player.
Yep.
It doesn't matter if he's on a break or not. He's a Premier League. It comes with the territory. I mean, for the love of Pete, this has been like this is just what happens to you when you when there. It doesn't matter what you do. If you're in the spotlight. This is what you're up against.
They're kind of like royalty, aren't they? Like in their mindset. They
of course,
can do whatever
actors,
they want.
Actors, singers, rock stars, soccer players, football players, they're all the same.
This is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, as we're continuing along, we got the good, the bad, and the dumb. We got the dumb left. What is the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day. It's a theme that we've been talking about all show long. And
yes?
That's how the NFL is rigged and scripted.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And this story came across, and I thought it was pretty entertaining. Boomer Esiason retold the story, how he almost came to blows with the Ravens fans who got into the face of Bill Cowher at
yes.
a train station. Complaining at how rigged the NFL game is today. And he did bring up, you know, the specifics of it were a little fuzzy to Boomer. But he did bring up, he does remember Taylor Swift's name being dropped.
So that's what I was asking earlier.
And
what is the,
my
why
is
it heated up because she's involved in it?
I don't know.
No, other than they want a celebrity and then, okay, that to me doesn't sound
that
enough.
That doesn't hold water because how many celebrities go to Super Bowls
all the time?
All the time.
I mean,
maybe, just maybe, John Candy was the first celebrity ever to see a Super Bowl in person. I don't know. Just because of that famous Joe Montana story.
Sure. I'm sure there were celebrities in Super Bowl I.
I'm sure there was.
It was held in Los Angeles Coliseum.
That's why I was making that joke. Like, maybe John Candy was the first and made it fashionable. Like, hey, maybe we should all go to these things.
I don't, like, to me, again, is it political? Like, is there a political angle to this? Because, I don't know, there's an election coming up. I mean, like, what is making people say, outside of the normal conspiracy that happens every time there's a blown call or something else, we've dealt with that. I've dealt with that forever, right? I'm totally fine with a few crackpots saying the NFL's rigged because the game didn't go their way. I get it.
Especially if you're
right?
a fan.
Listen, like, I mean, I thought Neil O'Donnell threw Super Bowl 30 for a while. Okay,
well,
I get it.
And I, you know, there's a part of me, you know, with Saint fan. They really wanted the Rams to get into the Super Bowl.
Right.
Yeah, it was the Rams.
The Rams got into the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah. The
so they're
Saints
saying
did
that
not.
Instead of it being just a blown call, missed call, they think the NFL rigged that from the very beginning. Like they orchestrated it from the very beginning.
Right.
That's natural.
Cronky
but what I'm trying to figure out, and explain this to me on Twitter. I know I'm out of that sphere. I get it. But what is it about her relationship to Travis Kelce that is making people say? And by the way, they wouldn't just start rigging it. So if you believe it's rigged, you've believed it's rigged the whole time. They're not going to go, hey, did you – like no one's in the office in the NFL going, hey, did you hear Taylor Swift is dating Travis Kelce now? And the commissioner goes, well, that does it. Let's all get into a meeting now to start writing some scripts. It was all on the up and up before. Now we got to get everybody to understand their new role in what the NFL is doing. Like,
okay.
Somebody smarter than me, who's not necessarily smarter than me, but somebody more deep into this conspiracy, explain it to me.
I'm going to make this analogy, okay? Because this happened just recently. We know that wrestling has a storyline.
Right.
I'm not saying it's scripted. We used to say it was scripted all the time. And I do know that they tell each other's moves. And basically what wrestling is they're professional stuntmen.
Yeah.
You know, because I think with some of the things that they do to each other, if they was for real, we would have a lot more injuries, maybe even deaths. But a storyline had to be changed like almost last second. And that was, I don't know if you know who CM Punk is.
I know who he is. Yeah,
I haven't followed wrestling in years, but I kind of got drawn into the story because I thought it was interesting because he was set to headline WrestleMania. But I guess I think it was the Royal Rumble that happened last weekend. Yes, it did.
Yeah.
He ended up tearing his bicep during the event.
Okay.
He finished the event. I don't know how he finished it. I think everyone was following the storyline that, oh, he's supposed to finish. Let's just keep doing what we're doing. And he finished it. But he was, I guess, supposed to go for the title. I'm not sure what his main thing was to do, but he obviously had to bow out. And so they had to rewrite this whole storyline for him. That's scripted. The NFL is not.
Yeah.
But I think that's what the comparison is that they're trying to draw. It's like you just brought up. Taylor Swift is now dating Travis Kelce. Hit the red button. We got to rewrite. Bring the writers back. We thought, you know, they all thought they were on hiatus, but we got to bring them all in because now we got to find a path to get the Chiefs to the Super Bowl.
What I've tried to explain to people is why would the NFL, they have the biggest product in the country, by a mile, the biggest entertainment product in the country. Why would they risk all of that for a few more clicks and audience members?
When they don't need it.
When they don't need it. They don't need it. Like when you tell me that they're rigging something, you got to tell me why they're rigging it. Like, okay, if you want to tell me that there was a conspiracy to kill JFK, right? And you tell me that the reason that there was a conspiracy to kill JFK is because the United States war machine wanted to get into Vietnam. I may not believe the conspiracy, but I understand the connection between the two, right? If you want to tell me the moon landing was fake, and you want to tell me the moon landing was fake so that we could show the Soviet Union that we did something we didn't do, or we could show the world we did something we didn't do, that would force them to get into the, you know, spend more and more and more and more money on something other than guns and weapons, then I can say, I disagree with that. That's silly, but I understand why you connected the dots. I can do it for everything. I can do it for 9/11. I can do it for all the conspiracy theories. If you tell me the reason you believe it because the end result was something, I might say, I understand why you're connecting those two. I may not agree with the conspiracy, but I understand why you're connecting it. In this, I don't understand the connection. When I say to some of these things, the NFL is rigged. Why? Because Taylor Swift. Why? Why? Why are they doing it? Don't just say it because you don't like her. Don't just say it because something about their relationship bothers you. Maybe just because she's flashed on your television, it doesn't mean the empire has crumbled down to nothing more than athletes willing to go by a script. That's not the world that's connected here.
Is it something where it's like, you know, Taylor Swift can't have this much good going for, like this much good can't come to one person? That the one man she decides to date in the NFL happens to be going back to the Super Bowl.
That's, yeah, exactly.
Like, I mean, you know, but it's, if we look back on it, it's like, you know, a lot of people had the Chiefs going to the Super Bowl. They didn't see the Chiefs not having a wide receiver. You know, this is prior to them dating, by the way, or maybe
is the Chiefs being in the Super Bowl such a surprise that it can only be answered by a conspiracy?
I mean, they weren't supposed to be there, Tony. They didn't have any wide receivers this year.
I hear this all the time from the JFK people. Well, I did back when the movie came out in the 90s. They're like, there's no way a loser lone gunman took down the president of the United States. Okay, if you want to buy that, okay, whatever. That's fine.
Yeah.
But it's not impossible that he did that. Like, it's not impossible that he made that shot. But I get it. I get why you're saying that, right? I get why you're saying that. But in this case, it's like the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl. It's as plain as day it was rigged. What do you mean? They have one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play the game. They have one of the brilliant offensive minds. Has anyone paid attention to their defense this year? It's been remarkable. Did anybody see time and time again how the Baltimore Ravens vomited upon themselves throughout the entire game, completely unready for the moment?
Yep.
Completely unready to take that step and win a championship game at home to go to the Super Bowl.
I mean, it was again, almost as if Baltimore took the field and thought, oh, this, you know, the Chiefs are going to be just like the Texans. It'll be
exactly.
easy.
Like, I remember not being an Ally McBeal fan back in the 90s, but when I saw Clarissa Flockhart on my TV, I didn't think the Yankees and Braves was a rigged World Series.
Like, that, I didn't, because like, of the dancing baby?
Like, I don't get it. Like, I don't get how people, and I'm not talking about your dumb neighbor down the street. I'm talking about real people on Twitter and social media that were former congressmen, that are political pundits, that are entertainers. Like, literally, they're all swimming in this pool. It's crazy.
And I just want to bring it back to the dumb real quick.
Yes.
Why are you going up against Bill Cowher, like getting in his face complaining about this?
I want to get back to that. Glad you did. Why?
What does he have to do with anything? I get, or is he part of the script since he's an analyst?
If I find out that Dennis Gibson batted down that Neil O'Donnell pass in the end zone in the 1995 AFC title game because Bill Cowher scripted it, I'll be upset.
Back, hey, go back to the footage. Did he like touch his nose or something before the play, like looking at Gibson, going?
Wouldn't a Ravens fan be mad at Bill Cowher anyway? Because the rivalry between the two teams.
There's another reason why it's not a selfish reason. It's like almost a personal reason. I don't know if you remember Dave from Maryland. Did he ever call into your show?
Sure, but
especially it was mainly during Deflategate. He would call in. We actually had to ban him from calling into the show, calling into our network, because he would call in and just complain about Deflategate all the time. Because since the
so
Ravens,
how does Dave from Maryland?
Because the Ravens lost to the Patriots,
not in Deflategate.
Yeah. Well,
no,
that was
against the Colts.
No, but the game before that.
But make the connection.
The game before that was against the Ravens.
Okay, so they believe that he deflated the footballs and didn't get caught in that game.
And he didn't get caught in that game.
So what does Bill Cowher have to do with it?
Because it was a Ravens fan that got into his face.
What does Bill Cowher have to do with Deflategate?
Nothing. I'm saying Ravens fans always are going to confirm.
Oh, I got it. I got it. That's okay, long way.